Agenda item number 7 is the City of Newport News.
City of Newport News is requesting authorization to install 2 stormwater outfalls, 54 inches and 60 inches in diameter, 2 breakwaters 18 feet wide by 92 feet long, 21 feet wide by 58 feet long, 810 square feet of riprap armor stone to be placed upon the proposed stormwater outfalls, and 2 temporary cofferdams at 225 River Road in the City of Newport News. The project is protested. Project is along the James River. This is the Route 17 bridge, just a little upstream of where we are today. Mariner's Museum is up in this particular area here, just to give you a little reference. This is an aerial of the project location, also known as Hilton Beach. This is a sandy wetland area that is armored by a bulkhead that you can see aligned right through this area here. There's some riprap armor down this end of the property, and there are also 4 stone groins, 1, 2, 3, 4, that are in various states of disrepair. The area is maintained as a public access area by the city. It also has this pier facility here for use by residents. Just on a side note, that the area is closed numerous times every year due to a high bacterial loading from storm events. That's an unfortunate urban situation. The property is owned by the Newport News School Board, and the city is the applicant, and therefore no Wetlands Board review is conducted for this project. There is one existing 60-inch storm water outlet in this location here. This is slated to be replaced, and a new storm outlet will be placed in this approximate area here. I'm going to show you the project drawings. This is just simply a location map. This is the overall site plan showing the location of the 60-inch outfall here and the new 54-inch outfall here. This is a plan view drawing and cross-sectional view drawing of the proposed 54-inch stormwater outfall, the new one that will be located near the pier I showed you a moment ago. The existing stone groin in this general area here will be removed as necessary to facilitate the installation of the stormwater pipe. And here's the outline of the rock that we placed, the armor, the stone armor over the pipe in this general, in this location here, and then the breakwater out here in this general area. Existing bulkhead located here. Cross section, I've denoted highlighted mean low water, mean high water. As you can see, mean high water is located on the bulkhead itself. And here you can see riprap armor is being placed upon the pipe. All rock used in this project shall be Class 3. The maximum in channel encroachment for mean low water for the entire structure is 53 feet, with a maximum elevation of 3.5 feet above mean high water. Here's a plan view and cross-sectional view of the replacement 60-inch pipe on the southern end of the property, the alignment of the proposed stormwater outfall pipe here, riprap armor in this general location, and then the breakwater extending up to the northwest. The existing riprap armor, the existing groin is out here now, will be removed as necessary to facilitate the installation. Mean low water and mean high water are both located off of the bulkhead in this particular area. Typical project drawings for the copper dams that will be installed around the piping as it's installed. So it will be sheet pile or rock depending upon the contractor's wishes. Cross section of the proposed copper dam indicating that it will be above mean high water, and they'll try and do as much of the work in the dry as possible to minimize any kind of increased sedimentation in the area. And typical drawings, cross sections for the armor stone being placed upon the pipe, as well as the breakwater, and typical construction details for the pipes themselves. This is a ground shot at low tide, showing the location of proposed 54-inch storm water here. You can see the four groins in their various states of disrepair, and the other stormwater outfall will be up here in this general location. This is the same area at high tide. As you can see, the water is on the bulkhead high tide. And then this is the existing 60-inch stormwater outfall now at the southern end of the property. This will be replaced, and the pipe will come out onto the beach for a fair distance. Staff, as part of any project we have come before us, it requires a permit, conducted a public interest review process. As part of this, letters were sent to the adjacent property owners, and advertisements published in the daily press. Numerous state agencies were contacted for comments. To date, five letters of objection have been received from the public. Comments received included concerns in regards to impacting water quality, including bacterial, nutrient, and sediment loading, aesthetics, impacts on natural resources such as oyster and fin fish, recreational opportunities, and increased beach erosion to adjacent properties. Copies of these letters are in your packets. DMRC also solicited comments from various state agencies. DEQ was contacted, as they usually permit municipal stormwater plans, and the area is subject to closure due to public use for due to bacterial loading. In DEQ comments, they state that the City of Newport News has a current permit for their municipal separate storm sewer system, also called an MS4 permit, and that the installation of the new pipe will not affect the standing of that permit. Virginia Department of Health and Sanitation was commented because we wanted to see what kind of impacts we'd be looking at in terms of shellfish. They did state that due to high bacterial contamination and the presence of oyster leases offshore of the project area, the best management practices should be used to reduce bacterial contamination of water runoff. The nearest lease is approximately 200 feet away, but it should be noted that the entire area is already condemned, meaning that any oysters harvested from this area would have to be relayed before sale to the public for consumption. Department of Conservation and Recreation did not have any major concerns with the project. EGIF noted, Department of Game and Inland Fisheries noted the anadromous fish use in the area and recommended a time of year restriction to protect spawning runs. However, due to the proposed work, the close proximity to the shoreline and the width of the James River at this location, staff did not feel anadromous fish would be adversely impacted by the project. Virginia Institute of Marine Science also provided comments to the project. Their comments did not mention any adverse impacts of anadromous fish. They also stated the installation of the breakwaters would help protect the area from erosion and could help develop a beach in front of the bulkhead, which should be beneficial for public use of the area. They did not perceive any impacts to the adjoining property owners' shorelines, but if there was a concern for downdrift erosion, then they would recommend nourishing the groin cells, for the armor protection on the outfalls. In summary recommendations, staff understands the concerns of the protestants regarding proposed stormwater project and potential impacts to water quality. While the VMRC does not specifically regulate water quality, we did coordinate with the DEQ Stormwater Division before proceeding with the public hearing for the project. DEQ has indicated the stormwater project in its current form is acceptable. They also noted that the City of Newport News has all of its permits required by law and is continuing to meet requirements for reducing stormwater runoff pollution in the future. Therefore, staff considered it appropriate to proceed with processing this application. The city has also indicated to staff that they intend to improve stormwater runoff in the area in the future by installing best management practices to reduce bacterial pollution as well as other forms of pollution. This would occur at a later date yet to be determined. The public also cited concerns for protecting the beach for recreational purposes. While the installation of stormwater outfalls will create new structures and wetlands, the city is taking steps to improve the area for public use and protect it from erosion. Currently high tide, there is no available area for recreation as the water reaches the existing bulkhead. With the plan to install breakwaters, it is hoped that some sand will accumulate behind the breakwaters and a beach will form that will provide additional recreational opportunities. Anticipated impacts to fisheries will be minimal, as all proposed work will be done in the near shore intertidal areas within cofferdams. With regard to the stated concerns regarding erosional impacts to adjacent property owners, DIMS has reviewed the breakwater portion of the project and they did not indicate any concerns associated with increased erosion or damage to adjacent properties. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 20.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. I'll be glad to answer any questions you have.
Are there any questions from the commission? Mr. Ballard.
If I understand it right, we are replacing the existing 60-inch outfall and then adding a 54-inch as well. So we're almost doubling the capacity of stormwater outfall.
We're doubling the capacity, but we're not increasing the drainage area for the area. So you're going to see the same amount of water. It's just not going to be all flowing out of one pipe anymore. There may be plans in the future for the city to add additional drainage area, but that hasn't been determined yet. That would have to be vetted through DEQ.
Okay. So maybe it's a question for the city or their engineers, but why do we need an additional pipe if we're not adding any drainage area?
My understanding is just right now that the flows are pretty great for that one pipe, and they just like to add in that pipe and then for potential down the road to add additional drainage area to.
Okay.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Tanker.
What is the drainage area? What is the area we're pulling water off of?
The city would probably have to answer that question for the total amount of area.
Okay. Any other questions of staff? City representative present? Please come forward, sir. I need to swear you in. Do you raise your right hand? Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record.
Marcus Clements.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Can you address Mr. Tankard's question? What is the drainage area?
Yes, sir. It's from Stratford Road to all the way back down to Hopkins. And so I think it's about, I want to say, 30 to 40 acres, maybe a little bit more, a little bit less. And to address Mr. Ballard's question, we looked at all the options to have one outfall to 60-inch, which is staying with just removing the end wall, setting the manhole structure, then extending it out as a rock jetty. But we looked at that option. We looked at coming down Main Street, coming to the south side of the school, but we have too many utilities. We have fiber optics there, force main, gravity on that, so we couldn't do that. So we looked at a bunch of different options. The 54-inch outfall, from the Brandon Heights subdivision, that outfall will help when the water gets to the ravine area. It can go either direction. It can go to the existing 48 to 60, or it can go out through the 54. So it, when all said and done, that outfall will, both outfalls will be used tremendously.
May I ask a question?
Mrs. Everett.
When you said you looked at all the options, was that for on-site best management practices, but these utilities and other constrictions prevented that, or? Okay.
We looked at that. Then also, where the new outfall, 54-inch, is shown now, actually we looked on the other side of the pier to have it right there first, but it was a 72-inch pipe. It was huge. So we had communication with the citizens of Hilton, and went back to the drawing board. Came up with a dispersal box, but that would have been huge also. It would have been like 18 foot by 2 foot. It wouldn't have been seen, but the cost and to build, so we was like, okay, that's too much as far as funding goes. So then we said, well, let's, we went back to our consultant and said, what's the absolute least size or the amount of pipe, diameter pipe, can we go down to be able to handle that capacity that would be coming, and that was the 54-inch.
Follow-up, please. Mrs. Everett.
And so the need for this, the 54-inch, is because of increased flow, because of increased impervious service in the drainage area? Or?
Yeah, drainage area. Because actually, when the total thing is built out, we'll be picking up water from the Main Street underpass to help clear that underpass when we have storms. So all of that will be coming to this outfall, both outfalls. But on that project, which is a different project, but we have looking at UV disinfection to make sure that water is clean before it comes into this watershed. So there's three or four projects that will be coming.
That sounds very intriguing. Anyhow, Mrs. Everett.
And there's no process in between to pick up sediment or other pollutants besides that potential UV disinfectant for bacteria?
Yes, correct. We're looking at hydrodynamic separators. So basically, to be picking up the solids, we have our public work guys are going to do the vacuum truck, suck it out, whatever, two or three times a month or whenever a major rainstorm. So we're in the very preliminary. We just got the final report from the consultant on that. So we're looking at basically having the hydrodynamic separator, what solids getting collected in there, sucked out, and then whatever feeds through would get cleaned out of the UV system.
Okay.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Packard?
My curiosity has got me, again, this UV sort of cleaning thing that you mentioned, how does that work?
Actually, we have, it'll be a new pump station up there, Main Street underpass. It's a new pump station going there. It's going to be a force main running with a valve that basically takes it to the station where it'll be out in the field. And the station more likely will be sitting above ground.
Right.
So once it'll get there, it'll filter through. We looked at one or two hydrodynamic separators. It'll filter through those, which will pick up the solids, suspended solids, phosphorus, whatever. And then whatever goes through will get cleaned by the UV disinfection. So basically like a lighting system that will clean that before it dumps back into the gravity system.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Mr. Tankard, there's been a lot of work localities have been undertaking over the last couple of years to prepare for better stormwater management. When the time is right and those projects get further along here, I'll see what I can do about a range of briefing here so you get a bigger, better picture. So I've been joking for years, you know, we don't have any say with water quality, but we certainly have to deal with the aftermath of the quality of water that we're provided for our fisheries. So the better water, the better fisheries. Mr. Ballard.
So you can clarify, though, that UV system is not part of this application.
Correct. It's not part of this actual plan. This is something that's come a different plan altogether. But okay. It would be outfalling to one of these two outfalls.
Okay. And can you give us, is that concrete done, the UV system's going to be added, or is that a 10% chance? Any idea?
No, it's going to be done.
Okay. I think my big concern, along probably with others in the room, is the fishery resources nearby, and particularly for me, the oyster resources that have been in this community for centuries, and particularly in that area, are very, very valuable. So when I look at an additional almost doubling of outfall capacity there, it gives me heart palpitations, really, thinking about the oyster leases that are 200 feet away. And that are already condemned, but the idea and the goal I think everyone has in the state is to remove that condemnation. And this application in front of us looks to be going further away from that goal rather than further towards it, understanding that hopefully there are some benefits coming to the stormwater treatment in the future.
Ms. Lewis.
I had a follow-up question, which was whether any of the either the UV treatments or the filtration system that you mentioned before are required under some other sort of regulation, or are those things that the city is sort of putting in?
Actually, I think from the permitting is not required. It's something that we had told the citizens that we was going to do, because that actually the Main Street underpass is not in this watershed on the Hilton side. So we went and looked at different options and said, well, we would make sure that all the new drainage area would be treated before it comes into the watershed. So,
but that's not something that's required. That's something that the city's said that they're going to do.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. That was very edifying. Nice work. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify on this proposal one way or another, either pro or con? Please come forward, sir. I need to swear you in, so if you'd please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record.
My name is Peter Blount.
Welcome.
I'm in Newport News.
Welcome, sir.
I'm an adjacent property owner. I had been told that maybe some useful data to present to you all was some sample data from the bacteria testing that's been done. However, I just received or heard that that is not part of what you consider. So I don't know if you all care to see sample data from this year. I have it if you think it's important.
Well, hold on a second.
To consider.
I have an attorney here sitting at my right hand.
Okay.
This sounds kind of like a legal question on the commission's jurisdiction. So, Ms. Black, what's our jurisdiction regarding this type of testimony?
So, VMRC can consider the project's effect on water quality.
Question answered.
Thank you.
Would you please help us to understand this and walk us through this?
You bet. I'm certainly not an expert, but what you have here is sample data from the Hilton, the current outfall, storm drain outfall, and that is called outfall. And then a sample that is also taken approximately 10 feet out into the James River, as explained to me, if you will, on the Richmond side of the outfall, up about 20 feet or so, and they reach out about 10 feet out to the water and grab the sample. So a sample goes to the Newport News Waterworks Lab, and a sample also goes to the Hampton Road Sanitation District Lab. I'm not an expert. It appears to me they do two different sampling protocols, but the data clearly indicates that, or the bacteria contamination that is there, the enterococci, and then there is also another analysis for HF-183, which is a human or a specific marker for human fecal matter. So this is the data from the sample. It clearly indicates that this kind of contamination is getting to the river. So although I support the city action to resolve the drainage issues in the Hilton and adjacent areas, I do not support this new outfall into the James River for three reasons. The first is, as publicly documented, we have a bacterial contamination issue at the Hilton site, and it just has not been resolved. The city has stated that there's not much more they can do to resolve the issue, and they've additionally stated that the new outfall design will increase the rate of drainage, thus throwing in a dilution factor, and then also aided by additional river dilution factor by the outfall going out into the river. I do understand the concept of dilution and recognize its use in industrial applications. You might have stack releases to the atmosphere and, in certain cases, liquid releases to rivers and streams. There's typically a public benefit that outweighs the risk of these industrial effluents, but in my opinion, this is a different condition than an industrial application. The bacteria clearly indicates the potential presence of pathogens capable of causing human illnesses. This enterococci has been linked to urinary tract infections, blood infections, heart valve infections, meningitis, and I've also read that this particular genus, you have a high level of antibiotic resistance to. So I understand that this is a difficult issue to investigate. There are many things that can influence the presence of the bacteria in certain locations. And there are different ways that, you can analyze for it. And as I say, I understand it's a very difficult thing to investigate. But in my opinion, it can be successfully done. There are a lot of smart people out there. I know Virginia Tech and Hampton Roads Sanitation District has been involved with some testing here. I honestly don't know the current status of testing. I believe it's kind of on hold pending the resolution of this project. Point number two is this project is expanding drainage to our local community and thus to this particular area of the James River. The particular area includes a community beach, Hilton Beach, and a public fishing pier. The expansion of the drainage area includes a railroad underpass of Main Street. The railroad primarily services coal shipments to the port at Newport News. This underpass is a debris collection point and would include coal dust. Expanding the drainage area seems only to increase the pollution potential to the river at the beach and the fishing pier. I do understand that filtration and UV treatment may be incorporated into the new design the city is proposing. However, I believe maintaining the filters may not be of sufficient priority to the city. I base this judgment on my observation of a primary drainage conduit the city calls the government ditch. I see accumulated silt and vegetation in this ditch where it passes under Warwick Boulevard. Other existing conduits could be in similar need of maintenance. Conjecture, but such an expansive drainage area may not be needed or project scope reduced if current drainage were better maintained. Number three, a community organization has asked the city to incorporate a restoration project to Hilton Beach along with the drainage improvement project. The city has in their possession a preliminary assessment of restoration to the Hilton Beach that was performed by VIMS. This study included the assumption that the new outfalls would be installed and extended into the river. In part, this assessment stated that additional study performed by experts in beach restoration is needed to determine the impact of beach restoration to adjacent landowners and communicate that impact to the adjacent landowners prior to proceeding with the project. Whether the city incorporates beach restoration or not, it only seems logical that extending the two outfalls into the river may impact adjacent landowners. This impact should be assessed by shoreline restoration experts, communicated to adjacent landowners, and any concerns of the adjacent landowners should be considered prior to project implementation. To date, I have not received any communication from the city about impacts to my property due to the extended outfalls incorporated into this drainage project. So for 5 years, I've been lucky enough to live at this location, and I've learned very quickly that the James River is a dynamic and fascinating environment. I'm sure you all are more familiar with it than I am, but we have the opportunity to see a lot of migrating birds. You know, in the summer, the ospreys, and in the winter, you can see the buffleheads and canvasbacks that I've been able to identify. And if you're lucky enough to get them to come close enough by throwing some corn out there, you can get some good shots of these beautiful animals in your binoculars. I don't know if they're dolphins or porpoise, but been lucky enough to observe, just like you see maybe on National Geographic, they locate a school of fish, they encircle them, and they have a wonderful little breakfast. And I can go on with other experiences that I've had just in five years there with skate, crabbing, fishing, even raising a few oysters, and as has been mentioned, the commercial harvesting for oysters, the activity appears to be getting closer and closer to shoreline, and also the effort that's been extended over the past couple of years to, looks like off of barges, you put a lot of shell stock out there. So, and also I've seen neighbors' children and grandchildren out in the water having fun. So I'd like to see these activities continue long term and to be able to enjoy all these unique things that the James River offers, and I ask your careful consideration. So 3-point summary: unresolved bacteria discharge into the James River at Hilton, unwanted expansion of the drainage area into our local community, and 3, undefined project impact to adjacent property owners. And thank you for the opportunity to voice my opinion.
Thank you for your testimony, sir. Are there questions from the commission here? Thank you very much. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Please come forward, ma'am. Please raise your red hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
So help me God, I do.
Please state your name for the record. Into the microphone.
My name is Catherine Fry.
Welcome, ma'am.
And I'd like to give you a chat on those, please. As I said, I'm Catherine Fry, and I'm a resident of Hilton Village in Newport News. I've lived there for 44 years on Palin Avenue, and I'm here to deliver a statement from a group called the Friends of the James River at Hilton Beach Task Force. We're a group of about 20 citizens who came together in 2016 in September when we first heard about the Main Street Stormwater Project, which includes the new stormwater outfall, which we've just heard about, and extending the current Hilton outfall pipe into the James River at Hilton Beach. Our immediate objections centered around concern for water quality and public access to one of the very few places that Newport News citizens have to access the James River. As you know, the Virginia Department of Health's weekly beach monitoring continues to show high bacteria levels, resulting in numerous beach swimming advisories for the past several years. Even though the various city departments have tried to find and fix these problems, it still remains a mystery. As you can see from the results from the outfall numbers are extremely high. And that little handout you can see. Our Friends of the James River at Hilton Beach Task Force originally opposed the new stormwater outfall because of fear of adding more bacteria laden to the river from the Main Street underpass. As explained to us by the Newport News Engineering Department, the outfalls were needed to alleviate flooding along Main Street when we have high water event. To drive underneath the railroad tracks, the underpass has to be clear, obviously. So this heightened our concerns that increased the sediment and runoff along that railroad track would further compromise the water. When we heard that new outfalls would be extended into the river 60 feet, we were afraid that the solution to the pollution was dilution. We were also very concerned about the shoreline stabilization and the likelihood that new outfalls would continue to degrade the beach and limit public access. Upon raising our concerns with the Newport News Department of Engineering, they responded and agreed to meet with us and listen to our concerns. Fortunately, they were willing to dialogue with us, and for the past few months, they have been very, very willing to listen to our concerns. We have communicated their commitment, they have communicated their commitment to treating the additional stormwater to eliminate any bacteria and to removing sediment, oils, and other contaminants. The Newport News Engineering Department has also indicated that they will take action on a shoreline stabilization plan, which will increase the availability of public access in the most environmentally sensitive way. They indicated that they will take action on a protected shoreline that will use best practices for beach enhancement and shoreline stability. Several Hilton neighbors and friends of the James River at the Hilton Beach task force members wrote letters in opposition when this project was first proposed. But since that time, our task force has collectively increased our confidence in the Newport News City's Department of Engineering's commitment to decrease pollution in the stormwater and stabilize the shoreline by using those best practices. So at this time, we do support the project. But our support is conditioned on the accomplishment of these objectives. We would prefer to see the entire project design pulled together and submitted in the near future, along with this permit application, so that the full scope before the commission can be looked at and the details can be looked at in the final design. Thank you all for your support and for listening to our time, for taking time to listen to us today, and for listen to those of us who care very much about Virginia's waterways. We all prefer that any new stormwater work would use the best management practice that slow water flow and allow filtration on land, which will help reduce nutrient loads being carried directly into our rivers and streams. Because of the Main Street Project pipes, the stormwater directly flows into the James River using what's been called the gray funnel method. Newport News Engineering Department staff, especially Marcus Clements, he's our project manager, has agreed to work with us. They have assured the Friends of the James River, the task force, that they will conduct regular water testing to ensure that these strategies are working. Friends, there's a lot here at stake. Hilton Beach is a popular and well-used location for many citizens to enjoy, and we all need healthy and clean water, and I know you all know that as well as I do. I'm there every night almost, and fortunately, I have been able to grow up in that area and played on the beach when there was a beach there, and I would love to see it be restored so that we can have the same thing. My grandkids, when they come into town, that's the first thing they want to do. Nana, can we go to the Hilton Beach? Thank you very much for your time.
Hold tight one second here. Are there questions to the commission? Mr. Tackert.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Ms. Fry, are you saying you would like us to approve this today or wait and see this thing bundled together?
I would like to see it bundled together. I think that's we would very much like to see this stormwater, the stabilization, come into play with this.
As a condition upon approval?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I know that's a lot. That's a tall order. But we have submitted plans. The city has our drawings that we have gotten from VIMS.
Any other questions from the commission? So what other testimony is out there, ma'am? Thank you very much. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to testify on this matter? Please come forward. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Claire Newbert.
Welcome.
Thank you. I am here as a concerned citizen about the potential of this project putting large quantities of polluted stormwater into our waterways and affecting our water quality. So much effort and taxpayer money is being spent to try to figure out ways for us to stick to our clean water blueprint, a plan to clean the bay by 2025. And that means keeping an eye on how much junk we're dumping into our waterways. So it puzzles me that we're relying on something that seems archaic, the so-called solution is dilution practice, which is part of what got us into this expensive and time-consuming process of trying to clean up our bay and waterways. I'm a resident of Hampton, so I'm downriver of all the stuff that gets put in the water here. I have actively been working for 10 years in Hampton to make our waterways more swimmable and fishable. And being from Hampton, we have our fair share of flooding there, too. So I really know how miserable flooding can be and how important it is to try to get that flood water away from homes and businesses. But I really feel strongly that we need to use this project as a model to show good practices on how we can do that and modern practices for handling the stormwater runoff. I'm encouraged by some of the things I've heard here today as far as trying to treat some of that water, but it still sounds like those things have not been put into place or paid for. We're looking at adding two pipes where we used to have one. That's going to have a significant impact. As many of us already know, we have a lot to protect. We have beaches that we know are often closed because of bacteria counts. We have an oyster industry in the James River and beyond that pumps $28 million into our Virginia's coffers each year. We have crabbing and sport fisheries, including striped bass. We have tourism. We have sturgeons. We have birds and other wildlife. Oh, and we have people whose livelihoods and health are directly affected by our water quality. I want to get to that point in 2025 where we can enjoy clean waterways and the $129 million annually that a clean bay can bring to our economy. It takes every bit to make that happen. So I hope that when we look at this project, we're really trying to squeeze that every bit out of making sure that we're not putting more polluted waterway into our waterways. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Any questions from the commission? Thank you. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Mr. Clemens.
Just to recap on Mr. Blunt's couple of points he had and Ms. Frey's, we've worked continuously with the citizens and to try to come up with the best solution possible. As far as the HRSD, I met with them last week. We had a turnover in wastewater manager. He took another position. So we met with them, and basically they have a plan to start back testing out there. And what they do, Raul Gonzalez from HRSD and Danny Barker from HRSD came in and met with us, and they start at the outfall and trace their way back to a point where they think it might be a clay pipe sanitary sewer is broken and gets into the stormwater or leaks into the ground and gets out into the James. So they're about to start their program back up. They're not going to stop testing because of this. Also, RKNK is working on beach restoration project for us right now. We got the proposal, so they should have some back to us by the middle of September. So we are doing our due diligence and trying to basically keep our promises of what we said we was going to do. And also with the design fully out, with CIP funding, I don't know if that would be possible to say, yeah, we can do that, basically get the beach restoration with the cost, because we do have a set CIP capital improvement projects money that is planned for the next 3 to 4 years. And we were just told yesterday that that amount is not going to change. So we can't submit new projects into the CIP for the next 3 to 4 years. So that might affect that some. But overall, I like my relationship and the City of Newport News relationship with the Friends of the James, and our ears are open and we hear them. We are definitely trying to give them the best project we can possibly give. And I just thank each of you for your time today, this morning.
My suspicion is there might be a few questions from the commission. And I'm right. Mr. Ballard.
I think most of your citizens were pretty much in agreement that they would be in approval of the project if the city would agree to a contingency of disinfection, treatment, and some of those mitigating factors we were talking about. But they're not part of this application.
Exactly.
Do you have an objection to them being part of this application? Is there a reason why they're not?
No, they're just not. They're just different projects. I mean, we're working on them right now. So, and I've sent the report to Ms. Patty Van Olin for the Friends of the James for the UV disinfection. So, I mean, we're moving forward as far as being part of this project. They're not, but I mean, I wouldn't have an objection. I would have to speak, of course, to upper management to see. We are working on them.
My suspicion here, let me get to the heart, I think, what the commission's concerns are here. Are you willing to table this project until you can the city can more firmly put in these mitigation plans and amend this so that it's all one package?
I can't answer.
Then the second question is kind of right to the point. Why does this need to go now? Why does this need to happen right now?
Because this is basically going to be the outfall for everything. This is going to be right near the storm we just had a couple weeks ago. The ravine was flooded with the one outfall. It was up at the bridge level, 5 or 6 feet in the ravine, about to come out of the ravine. We had the other outfall there. It'd have been out in James River.
So this needs to go for better stormwater management to deal with flooding issues.
And another thing we didn't mention, but also part of this project, it's an existing 24-inch storm main under St. Andrew's School. And basically we've lined it. It has holes in it. So our plan is to basically flow befill that also to reroute the water down Main Street to these outfalls.
So what you're asking for is to use these outfalls to vastly increase the amount of stormwater that's going to go into the James River in this area, correct?
Correct. But it's going in already.
And we're right, but we're to take the city's word that its plans will be fulfilled and to better treat this water before it hits the James River.
Exactly. Okay. I mean, and it's no problem. I have the proposals. I have everything. We can agree to that. We already have. To the citizens, the Friends of the James. So I can bring that over to you, email it to you, whatever. So we have that.
See what the rest of the commission thinks, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Ballard.
I guess I have a procedural question for staff as to whether we could add this contingency in here.
I think this is a jurisdictional issue. Let me get a jurisdictional ruling here. Mrs. Block, Ms. Block.
The issue I'm having is treatment of upland stormwater isn't really in our jurisdiction. Our jurisdiction is state-owned bottomland, water quality, and I get how they're tied together, but I don't know about making them include these treatment projects not on state-owned bottomland for this project. I think it's a close question. I don't know that I can give you a definitive answer because I think it's close. But it makes me uncomfortable to require that and have specifically VMRC approve those treatment procedures.
Mr. Tankard.
Yes, you know, but when I was reading this the other night, it reminded me of a case a long time ago that we had. I think it was Captain's Cove. They had an outfall, and we, I think if I remember right, we didn't approve that because we believed that the outfall would be damaging to the water quality in Chincoteague Bay and thereby diminish the viability of the fishery, for the clam fishery. The wild clam fishery. So I see that as somewhat similar in that we can grant or not grant this new pipe that will vastly increase the amount of what we know to be, testimony has definitely shown that the water is harmful to not only shellfish, but to the humans that bathe in this area. So I I think it's certainly within our purview to not grant this, given the detrimental effect to the James River.
Okay, let me handle a procedural thing here. Are there questions, Mr. Clemens, here from the commission? Mr. Zedrin.
Yeah, I understand you when you said that the water that's going through there is still going to reach the river anyway. It's just a question of getting it out of the streets quicker.
Exactly.
Okay.
Are there any other questions, Mr. Clemens?
One last question.
Ms. Everett.
I know you're under MS4 permit guidelines with DEQ. Are you also under consent order as well?
That I can't answer.
Okay.
Any other questions from the commission at the moment? Thank you, sir. Don't go far. Is there anyone in the audience who has not testified who wishes to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action, and Chief Watkinson looks like he's got a thought.
I want to offer one comment and sort of a clarification. I was reminded that about the Captain's Cove case that Mr. Tankard brought up. If memory serves me correct, that was associated with a specific discharge permit, an NPDES permit associated with a sewage treatment plant at the facility. So a bit different circumstances in terms of the outfall for that versus stormwater outfall that's associated with an existing, what we'll call MS4 permit. They already have their permits with the city. So the water is going to get in the river. It's just sort of how and when and where. And the outfall pipe for the sewage treatment plant was specific to that sewage treatment facility and where the outfall was going to go associated with that plant. So a little bit different, but similar, somewhat similar issues.
Questions from the commission?
I guess I have a staff question, whichever staff kind of thing. One of the concerns is of this project expressed was beach erosion, beach concerns with the public access and that kind of thing. But when I read the report and your presentation, it actually looked like this project would, if anything, enhance the beach. It should not increase erosion.
Well, there is no beach.
Correct.
I mean, high tide, that's what you're looking at. So.
But they were talking about taking the pipes further out into the river
about where you see the end of this groin right now, the breakwater's going to be just a little offshore of that.
And so they would
need to build up some beach, erosion control. Because this is an old bulkhead up here.
Right.
Anything they can do to protect that, to keep it failing with the infrastructure they have behind it, certainly works in their interest as well.
So no decrease in the beach, possible increase from this project. All right. And what we're all worrying about is increasing the bacterial load. And this may be beyond what you can tell me, but from this proposed project, is there any reason to be thinking that by allowing these two pipes instead of the one old pipe, we're increasing the bacterial load?
So right now we have one pipe straining this particular area.
Correct.
They add the second pipe, which ties into a ravine back in this general area here. This is my understanding, is where all the stormwater comes into and then feeds into the existing pipe now. This would just tie into that ravine. No increase right now in drainage area, but in 2019, they're talking about the main street overpass, I think, mm-hmm. trying to tie that into the system. And then they're talking about bringing in best management practices at that time to address an increase at that point. But right now, with the drainage area the way it is, there's not going to be any increase.
Okay,
in so water. It's just going to be split between
from
two
what
points.
We're looking at today, we're not looking at any increase in bacterial loads.
It's just the potential in 2019 or future plans that they may tie in additional drainage areas.
And we're having the city.
The DEQ would then review as part
all right.
of their
so, that, so then the city is telling us now they're planning on treating any increases in the future.
Yep.
But for what's in front of us right now, we're not really talking about any increases. We're talking about upgrading what we've already got, what we're already putting in the water. Into
2019 is 2 years away.
That answers my questions.
Mrs. Lutz.
We've talked a lot about whether or not the bacteria will increase, and I heard a lot about dilution. So even if the bacteria level doesn't increase, the amount of water will be increasing. Is that correct?
No, I think the amount of water is going to stay the same. It's just getting split between two pipes that are going to be further offshore out to the river than the one pipe you have now, which is back here landward of the bulkhead that's there now. So get it out further, more water, two pipes, hopefully a little more dilution.
The reason I asked that question is because when we're talking about fisheries, particularly shellfish fisheries, it's not just bacteria, but, I mean, fresh water. I mean, an increase in water has an effect as well.
So right now, there's not going to be any proposed increase in the amount of fresh water coming. Instead of one pipe, it's two pipes. In 2019, when they have these additional projects, you know, that's certainly something that could change. But
Mr. Frantz.
Yes, my question is, with two pipes, you're going to get a quicker flush.
Yes, yeah.
So we should get a quicker decrease in bacteria.
I think it would, instead of like water flowing out of that pipe for 4 hours, it would be flowing out for 2 hours. You know, so then the same amount of bacteria got out there, it's just how quickly it dissipates and moves away from the area.
Well, it seems to me a lot of the issue between us, as I sense it, is whether or not we trust the city to do what it's going to say to do here to alleviate this problem here as additional loads are being put on this extra pipe.
And we're not regulating stormwater.
And we're not.
We're not that's, regulating water quality. That's DEQ's job.
That's not our jurisdiction. That's right. That's not our not our jurisdiction. So. Mr. Ballard.
I'm as sensitive to this as anybody, and I hate to see what is the potential for additional bacteria loading going on in this particular area. At the same time, I am cognizant of the fact that the water has to go somewhere, and it is going to this area already, and we are going to be doing some good, even though it's not in our jurisdiction, by clearing the streets faster. You know, overall, I think the city has been cooperative. My gut feeling is that they truly are going to be putting in these measures. I would feel a whole lot more comfortable if it was part of this application. But at the same time, I do recognize the need that we are approaching hurricane season if we're not already in it, and that this project needs to be done. So there is a need. I would move to approve the staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Ballard to approve the staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion on the motion? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Nope. Mrs. Everett? Anyone else with a no? The chair votes aye as well here. The project is approved on a 7-1 vote. Mr. Clemens, please relate to the city the commission's discussions here, and that if they wish to listen to the tape that will be posted on the website tomorrow for further edification, I want them to understand how serious the commission is considering these issues. We would like to see that stormwater problem resolved. Thank you, sir.